Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. It is Thursday. It's May 3rd. Hard to believe we're already into the first week in May. We have Ryan back, and Ryan, I want to make a couple of announcements. I was on Pastor Butch Posh's program last night, which is 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time, and it was a good program. I'll be on regular. He'll be back here once in a while. We've covered a lot of good issues. A couple of announcements. We're upgrading some of our supplement pictures and so on, especially for Lumen Photon Inlight Technologies. A lot of new products will be going up there. You'll see by the weekend those will be up. If you have peptides that you're thinking of getting, you can look at the peptides subsection. I don't give peptides unless you're also following the full protocol that I give you for nutraceuticals, and I strongly recommend the EGFT, epigenetic frequency therapy. So it's a full program, and it's part of a consultation. So if you desire to use a peptide for organ regeneration, and if you want to look at a stem cell transplant, I have the clinics I referred to and the specific types of stem cells I recommend. Now, our A to Z products is right at the very tippy top of our shop products. And, Ryan, I'd like you to pick out a few because there's an awful lot of confusion in the area of nutritional functional medicine. There's basically several different subpopulations. The first population is there are functional medicine doctors that are top-notch and have been at this for decades, like myself. And we're qualified because we understand medicine, surgery, interaction between drugs and nutraceuticals, toxicology, etc. It's a very tiny fraction even of the doctors that are trained in functional medicine at the Academy of Anti-Aging Environmental Advancement in Medicine. And then there's a second group of people that have some kind of smattering of training. They're pharmacists or naturopaths or chiropractors and so on. And they have basically... they're dangerous, to be honest with you. They do not understand the full integration of whether you need surgery or what drugs are dangerous, which ones will actually cause nutritional deficiencies. And they're going to give you inferior products. They're from many of the companies, even a lot of the so-called medical companies like Metagenics, Designs for Health, etc. Only a few products in their entire list is actually even worth taking. And I know these are the best of the medical products. Now the rest are just plain garbage. If you go to Vitacost or Amazon and you try to figure out what to take, you're wasting your time. And if you can't do testing, whether it's quantum testing or a confirmatory blood test to look at organic acids and metabolites, you're completely lost because your doctor or chiropractor or naturopath has no training in understanding these things. So if you want the advice, you contact me, and it's free. It's a ministry. To email, go to contactus@nutrimedical.com, and you can just email anybody. It doesn't even have to be a customer. You can email and get a response to tell you what tests you should do with your doctor, what supplements in the protocol, and I'll even give you a hint on the types of things we can do at the second or third level and an actual consultative level. So please, support NutriMedical, support your own health, and don't listen to the yahoos. As I've said before, it's a joke, but it's true. If you're in the military and you have a target-rich environment, we have a yahoo-rich environment, don't we, Ryan?
We sure do.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And to be honest with you, doctors, even medical doctors that are training, Even people who are naturopaths or chiropractors have done some work on this. They don't have any understanding of all the different aspects of medicine, surgery, toxicology, genetics, epigenetics, quantum biophysics. They know nothing. Not just a little. They're completely ignorant. And it's, you know, if you don't believe me, ask tough questions. And if you're afraid to actually call into the show because you think, Dr. Deagle has had his radio distemper shot, but he still bites. Yes, I do. I bite if you think that you know more than me and you're going to challenge me. But if you ask a good question, I'll try to give you a good answer. But you got to understand this. I've been at this thing for a long time, and I put enormous effort. I work 7 days a week. Even when I'm on vacation, I'm always answering emails, even on the ship. So you got to understand this. Don't think you're going to get better care elsewhere. And it's free. It only becomes a consult if I actually have to order test kits or refer you to specialty clinics around the world. Even when I teach doctors, like in Santiago, Chile, I just do case-by-case review. I don't charge anything to teach the doctors. I do charge for my time to review their cases of specific medical records and give them a protocol, but that's it. So you got to understand, nobody can compete with me because it's free. Free functional telemedicine, free. Don't charge nothing. Now, if you actually have purchased even one product in a year, you can even get a call back, believe it or not, free, anywhere, whether it's on phone or Skype or whatever. So you have to understand this. No one can compete with me. Don't even think about it. And please get advice. And I tell people, if you want evidence, like I'll give you evidence-based research articles. I'll give you other material to show you what I know is the truth. So, Ryan, let's pick a product to start with. We want people to understand, if you want the best, you come here. Don't go to the rest. How's that?
It doesn't take long for people to try out what you've got, Dr. Bell, listen to you, and then realize that getting, that cellular handshake with the nutrients that are bioavailable to them. So, it doesn't take.
Let me throw an example out. I got a recommendation from a doctor friend of mine for decalcifying arteries and opening up arteries. And I'm going to name the product so people will know. It's called Nanobac TX. So I researched into this. Oh, my God. And this is supposedly a double-blind placebo-controlled trial product that's been developed since 2000. It's garbage. It's dangerous. It'll give you massive cramps and diarrhea, throw off your electrolytes, give you angina, do all kinds of crappy things to you. And you got to understand, we have products like Chelormax. You want to chelate out the heavy metals out of your arteries. If you want to actually reverse calcification, take our full vitamin K2 and our nanokinase. For God's sake, stop thinking you're going to get better elsewhere. You're not. I've done all the legwork for decades to figure out what's going to be good in our menu. And we're always updating it and doing some minor changes here and there and changing the capsule size, including formulas like our Men's Max Plus last fall. But for God's sake, don't think you're going to be able to one-up Dr. Deagle. You're wasting your time, and you're going to put yourself in danger. You're going to take something that's either useless or dangerous. Ryan, please continue.
Yeah. So formulations, Dr. Bill, like I think that are huge players that people need to be aware of. One, in this stressful times, I love going to Calm Mind. This has been an absolute rock star because I think you've renamed it like 50 times, depending on the circumstances, from avoiding divorce to better than booze to, you know.
Yeah, better than Mary Jane.
Yeah, it's like, why? And it's cool about Calm Mind, and people just, once they try it, then they're like, oh, I see what you're saying.
Right.
It has a fast change, 20 to 30 minutes for most people, usually using 1 to 2 scoops. And kids and adults, this all kind of applies. But what's interesting is the formulation has an anchor to it known as myo-inositol. It's in the B vitamin family. And it also has taurine and mag glycinate and a little bit of GABA, a little bit of theanine in there. But what's neat about this, the myo-inositol, and the way that it's used purposefully in this formulation, is designed as a secondary neurotransmitter messaging molecule. So even though the body may have and produce neurotransmitters that could be like your dopamine or serotonin and so forth, it's the expression, right, as to whether or not your behavior changes, your thought process changes. Does that change your craving cycle, your anger issues, your raging, your anxiety, and so forth?
And the other things are secondary. Like every disease state is driven by stress. It doesn't matter if it's cancer, heart disease, a risk of stroke. Everything is driven by stress, isn't it?
Yeah. And so stress is one of the most documented words, right, in medical literature, because it's the default of, like, the body's under stress and it's caused by stress. You're like, well, how do you do it? Well, you could do it, like, literally and evaluate some kind of physical assault, some chemical, something, or you could just literally mentally assault the body by just thinking the wrong way. And that is a lot of people's problems. They turn on the news, they and you can't shut it off. But the question is, can you change the way that your body reacts to it? And absolutely that is the case. In particular, and this isn't about deadening. That's what I like about Calm Mind, Dr. Bell, is it still keeps you alert and aware, but it allows your body to regulate its stressors. And so that, and this is a great way to try the formulation out. If you're the person that like 8 o'clock at night goes, I'm an ice cream person at 8 or 8:30, half hour before those things hit, try Calm Mind. You come home from working, you're like, I can't really deal with my kids or my spouse because I'm stressed from work. Do a couple scoops of Calm Mind and watch what happens. You probably might be that person that drinks 2 or 3 drinks just to get in that relaxed mode that you can shift over to family. Calm Mind makes it go, you start maybe drinking the first one, you go, why am I even drinking this? It's
right.
Really wild in the way that it can change your
perspective. It's the volume control on the world. How's that?
I like that.
Another name, volume control on the world. Turn the volume down. You're still aware of things, but the volume's low enough. You're not freaking out, seizuring, stressing, whatever. Your body, hey, can cope with it. Just turn the volume down.
Bacon.
Oh, wow, look at that. Okay. So, Ryan, I'd like you to give me another nutraceutical that you think of.
Yeah. Well, we were just kind of discussing on our break, but Omega Supreme Pro, that's groundbreaking. Virtually everybody listening takes fish oils out there. You know, they've been taught about the abnormal ratios we have between different fatty acids, particularly omega-6 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids. This is a big deal. They know that higher omega-6 kind of sets you up for more inflammatory reactions in the body. You can get that ratio changed to 2-1, 3-1 versus kind of an average American about 25-1. You can have a dramatic impact on regulating inflammatory issues. So Omega Supreme Pro, let's talk about breakthrough technology. That's what people want to hear, right? Something new.
Right.
iPhone 10. What do you got for me? No home button. Okay, here you go. Here's a breakthrough. You literally can take a fish oil capsule now, basically the width of your pinky, you know, very small, and it delivers the potency of taking a 1,350 milligram dose of EPA and DHA. How does it do that? The technology that's in it now is known as a pre-digested oil, and so it allows the standard fish oil to be converted before it goes into your intestinal tract enzymatically, so that you're basically taking something that is, it's got a very specific ratio of monoglyceride. All the fatty acids that you take in, whether that's in supplement or food form, have to go through, obviously, that digestive process, including breaking down by lipase into monoglycerides or free fatty acids to maximize the absorption of them. There's also diglycerides and so forth, but it's like it can't stay in its traditional format. It has to go through digestive breakdown. So this formulation leapfrogs that step, because anybody out there, if they're a practitioner listening to you, Dr. Bill, they know people have digestive difficulties. They do not absorb fats well, and even though they're jamming in more and more fish oils, it's still not giving them the beneficial increase they're looking for in their cellular membrane concentrations. What we can see with this new formulation is, one, the absorption level has been shown to enhance over regular fish oil, same fish oil. By going through this process, it enhanced the absorption by 3.14 times. And so now all of a sudden you can take a small amount of fish oil but have a big yield in what's going on in your body. And so people that are doing their, you know, omega quant testings or brain span testings where they're really looking at the cellular membrane percentages, you can see some dramatic jumps.
Well, you know, I hear people taking things like they go to the doctor and the doctor wants to reduce plaque. So they do stupid things. They give an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor. Now, I had a discussion with a doctor just last week, and he was trying to advise me, well, you got to lower your LDL cholesterol. I said, do you believe in the Framingham study? And he blamed what I call the Framingham Church, the Church of Framingham, I call it. You know, firstly, I did research 41 years ago with Dr. Moskowitz, biochemist and lipidologist, at the University of British Columbia and also researched around the world, and top cardiologist. And we drew hundreds of cholesterols and lipids and did a full lipid electrophoresis, not just in nuclear spectroscopy, 41 years ago. And we had Eskimos, Alaskans, with cholesterols 10 to 15 times higher than the upper limit of normal. Not 300, 3,000, 3,500. And they had no problems at all with plaque at all. They had a pouch, a seal pouch, with basically narwhal blubber, which has high vitamin C, believe it or not, or ascorbic acid, and fatty acids. They had seal flipper. That's their gum. Now, they didn't have white man's alcohol, bread, peas, or anything, or canned food. And they ate basically fat. They ate a lot of fat, good, healthy fat. And if you have anti-inflammatory fatty acids in your body, like Dr. Barry Sears says, how can you have plaque? Plaque is oxidized cholesterol. Plaque is oxidized fatty acids, like trans fats, where you cook with vegetable oil that's partially hydrogenated. And it forms basically little microglobules that when you're macrophages, which means in Latin big eater cell, eat these microglobules, they die. They release a thing called soluble ICAM 1 and 2. And they increase blood viscosity because things start to stick together, including you get low formation of your red cells and stickiness of your white cells. And plaque is basically like a Haitian tar paper shack. And you've been to Haiti, so you know what it's like. They take some tar, throw a few pieces of stuff, and fluted in on driftwood, put it on the roof to block the leak. And now that's what happens in your arteries. And there's nanobacteria cooking away in your artery wall. And stealth viruses like cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, and even pathogens. So your arteries are not clean. Okay, anybody who thinks your arteries are clean, that's why somebody with a dirty mouth and bad periodontal disease, they're going to get heart disease. Okay, period. And so when you see an idiot giving, and they are, they're doctor idiots, giving HMG chorea reductase, when really they should be changing the balance. If they were smart, they'd measure the ratio of pro-inflammatory to pro-anti-inflammatory fatty acids in their actual red and white cells. And they say, oh, your ratio is going to make plaque. And then they do a blood viscometry, which I had a dual viscometry, laser viscometer in my office in Denver. So I had subspecialists in cardiology and hematology referring people to me, because I worked with a Harvard cardiologist back in the late 90s and early 2000s. What people don't understand, they want to argue, it's like, this guy, by the time I finished talking to this doctor, he realized, like, OMG. I don't know a tiny fraction of what Deagle knows, and he can quote all the interactive biomolecular changes at the level to create plaque. And the answer to it is nutraceuticals. It's not freaking drugs. If you want to reduce blood viscosity, natokinase with PQQ, pyroquinolone, to make new mitochondria. Your arteries pump two-thirds to three-quarters of your blood away from your heart, and all of the blood back to your heart is your veins and venules. It's not the heart. The heart doesn't have a giant straw to suck the inferior vena cava and superior vena cava back to itself. So if you talk to somebody, you start asking good questions, they realize they don't know snot. They don't understand anything. It's not a matter of partially understanding it. They're not even in the same dimension. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
It is. It's disgusting. And the problem is, the medical profession is very, very protective of their so-called, their seat of knowledge. And and even among their own, they don't even listen to the articles written by their own cardiologists, who've also got a PhD, say, in lipidology. They don't read them. They're in their own journals. They don't read the damn things. And they don't understand it because they don't have enough basic biochemistry or intermediate metabolism to understand it. So they just kind of flip over that and move to the next article of a drug company trying to push a specific drug. And they give you, as they say, like the TV commercials, 4 seconds of benefits and 56 seconds of how it will make your life miserable and kill you prematurely. Crazy, isn't it? It could be funny if it wasn't a body count involved. Could be very funny. But, you know, it's kind of dark humor that if I decide to do a show, and I'm thinking, seriously thinking about doing it to make people laugh and cry in their beer and their pretzels up in L.A. or Orange County, is to go up and do every couple of months to do kind of a live standing presentation and just remove the people's last name or what state or city they're from in case there's only a few people with that name. And just kind of do a presentation of real facts of real people that consult me. It's nuts. It's actually pretty humorous if you're drunk, because you really aren't going to take it seriously. Right?
Yeah.
Amazing, eh? Yeah. Okay, pick your next supplement.
Yeast. I think I would highlight the formulation like, so we did Omega Supreme Pro. I think I would highlight one that the shakes, Dr. Bill. Nobody wants to take more pills, so if they can consolidate what they're taking and get the advantages of it and get a healthy meal replacement, ageless, life support, glycemic meal. Huge.
Right. Yeah, Ageless Life Support glycemic meal and, of course, NutriComplete. Complete red and greens drink. Back in a moment. So I get consults 7 days a week. I get one this morning about a gentleman who I talked to a couple of days ago. They were just trying to kind of wing it on their own. And not a good idea. So if you just go to, let's say, naturopath or chiropractor, and they don't understand heart disease. This gentleman had massive swelling of his legs, shortness of breath when he laid flat, and said, "That sounds like heart." I said, "We have to make sure he doesn't have any serious heart problems, so he probably needs a echocardiogram, some other tests to find out why the hell he's getting orthopnea, which is laying, you know, he has something like a pulmonary embolus or a deep vein thrombosis or a terminal congestive heart failure or pulmonary hypertension or whatever." So I go through my mind the differential. Do you think the chiropractor or a veterinarian is going to know this? Are you kidding me? No way. Okay, not only that, you got to understand the medicine behind it and the pathology, and you got to give an orchestra. So if I say that you need, say, six or seven things to recover something that's really bad, you know, like got hyperviscous blood and you got a giant pulmonary embolus, you got to take it all. You can't take two or three things thinking, well, I might recover and I may not die. No, you got to take the whole meal deal. Now, as time goes on, we can pare it down. After you start recovering, we measure your blood viscosity and we fix the lipid levels and so on. Just like you're taking Omega Supreme Pro and Ornithine and Cardiovasc, etc. But you got to understand this process is complex, and it's all we can break it down to every single one of the multiple factors that will cause, say, heart disease and hyperviscous blood that will form a giant clot that can kill you. It's not by chance it happens. There's very specific markers we can measure now that will tell you. So, Ryan, this is important for people to understand. Don't try to diagnose yourself, even if you have, say, a QRMA machine or you think you've been studying and listening to the show for a long time, just contact me early rather than when it's so late that you're in a disaster zone. I mean, it's really distressing when people, you know, get bad advice or just try to do it winging on their own and they don't understand. Medicine and what I do in functional medicine is the most complex activity of any human activity on Earth. It's more complex than literally rocket science or quantum physics. That's how complex it is, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
If you think it's not, I'll blow you away with it, the amount of information you need to know. The amount of information you need to accumulate to be a good functional medicine doctor is equivalent to knowing 20 languages and the equivalent of having like 20 or 30 PhDs. That's how much information you have to know to be a good functional medicine doctor. You got to know anatomy, pathology, functional medicine, toxicology, infectious disease, genetics, epigenetics, quantum biophysics. You got to know a lot of stuff. And if you're just kind of playing around the edges because you think, well, hey, I've been listening for a couple of years, or I'm a doctor and I went to a couple of weekend seminars, not. Please, for God's sake, don't do that. Now, if you learned a couple of good things, that's good. It's going to take you decades to actually get up to speed on all this stuff, even if you're properly medically trained in the first place and understand the science. So, Ryan, please continue.
Yeah, so we were talking about the shakes, and people love the shakes because they taste so good. They've got a great mouthfeel, Dr. Bill, and that's really important. They're also designed so that, you know, you don't have to mix them in with anything. They're designed actually and built so that just water will work because we know this doesn't work if you're like, hey, I'll take that shake as long as I can mix it with, you know, almond milk, then half a banana and some berries and this and that. You're like, no, these are designed so that you can use them, comply with them, and work with them wherever you are throughout your day, office, work, you know, what have you. And so that's really important because people, when they try them, they're just blown away. And they start noticing the difference very quickly because, one, when you start getting those real good nutrients coming across and absorbing, including the macro and micronutrients, they make an amazing impact on the body. And so distinguishing these, I think that Life Support is one of the big ones for people. It's literally like a reset button, working on the gut, the liver, many of the inflammatory issues that that plague people and make them feel unwell. It's just a remarkable formulation. Quite complex with over 40 ingredients in it, but 26 grams of protein. It's a vegan formulation. Very, very powerful. And then the ageless formulation, one of my favorites. It's simplistic in its nature, but powerful in its impact. And so for people that have a weakened immune system, kind of leaky gut scenario, poor detoxification, particular phase two detoxification, that is a really great formulation. I know that's one of your wife's favorites, kind of can't live without. Then for people that are doing glucose, blood sugar regulation, weight management issues, and they're looking for a good support shake that can help them accomplish their goals faster. Amazing also at changing many of the markers in the body for the positive. And that's glycemic meal. Because we know, if you want to know where a lot of the oxidative stress is coming from the body, just look at the foods that you eat. And even if you want to go keto, for example, and you're like, well, there's no carb, you're like, sorry, even the fat itself will cause inflammatory response in the body. And so you still have to deal with it. And so using a formulation like glycemic meal can really help change the way that the body is responding to the foods that it's consumed, and helping to bring down that kind of oxidative load that is triggered.
Right, exactly. Now, the fact is, years ago, we couldn't measure all these things. And to be honest with you, only about 0.1% of doctors are even aware of these federally certified labs that can actually do the testing. And also, even cardiologists that have, say, a CT scan in their office or access to high-speed CT scan or other testing, they use tests that are inferior. For example, they use nuclear magnetic spectroscopy. And I talked to my cardiologist from Harvard, when I did my research in the late 90s and early 2000s, 99.999% of all the doctors in the country use an inferior technology used by LabCorp and Quest. And they rely on a technology that doesn't pick up the most dangerous particles to create plaque, which is small particle HDL. People hear HDL, say, oh, that's good. No, it's not. Only large particle HDL is good. Small particle HDL, apoproteins, if there's an apoprotein disorder, or if you measure trans fats, what's called or oxidized guanosine, indicating you've got oxidation of even the DNA pyrimidines, like hydroxytetrahydrodeoxyguanidine. If you talk to doctors, they've never heard of it. They don't even understand that you can oxidize even your DNA if you've got this stuff. And if you're oxidizing fatty acids and the macrophages eat it, they die and they form foam cells. What's a foam cell? Ask them that and see. Let's see if their eyeballs rotate in opposite directions. Guarantee they will, because they don't even understand what the hell a foam cell is, or how it creates plaque, and how plaque is the thing that creates clots. Clots don't happen by themselves. They happen on the seat of plaque. Isn't that amazing? And hyperviscous blood. And you can measure blood viscosity. It's not like, oh, well, you can't measure that. Yes, you can. Dual laser viscometry, Tutwill of Washington, Meridian Valley Labs. I had a viscometer in my office, a dual laser viscometer, to do 5,000 data points in 5 minutes and tell you exactly how viscous your blood was. Designed by this Harvard cardiologist. Okay, so, you know, I know a lot more than the average doctor about this stuff, and I'm really frustrated that the medical profession is not changing their viewpoint. They stick to stuff that's just not right. Hey, have you taken your HMG CoA reductase inhibitor? And, of course, a lot of the blood pressure pills work on the central nervous system rather than on the actual heart and blood vessels. I mean, I think a drug like, for example, there are some drugs that are good. For example, Entresto is a good heart drug, and you can take an ACE receptor block, but it'll take an ACE inhibitor. Take an ACE inhibitor, you're going to cock your head off. If you take a beta blocker, it'll literally make you stupid, impotent, and make you bald if you're male. I tell people, don't do that. If you need to take a vasodilator, fine. But we have vasodilators that'll dilate your blood vessels, Supernox. And you can take little test strips and measure your nitric oxide. So, you know, if there's a nutritional alternative to taking a drug, for God's sake, take it. So instead of being on 6 or 8 drugs, you're on maybe 1. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yep.
And you have to know those drugs. If you don't understand the drugs, when you're talking to a customer patient, they won't know which drugs you think are okay and which ones are dangerous that you should never take, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, some antiarrhythmic drugs, they've got black box warnings. The reason is, if you take it, you're going to be in a box as well as a black box warning. You're going to end up in a box called a coffin. Crazy, hey?
Yeah.
That's why they call it black box warning. You're going to end up in a black box. So we come back, we'll pick up a couple of the nutraceuticals. If you want advice, just go to the contact us at NutriMedical.com. Don't think your doctor knows more. They don't. I can prove it. I'll give you the research articles if you don't believe me. I'll contact your doctor if you can get their email and phone number, and I'll scare the hell out of them. So pick out a couple more nutraceuticals.
Next one I like, of course, Power C Plus. I talked about that one quite a bit just because it's so extremely popular. So pH balance, vitamin C, literally no other vitamin C compares to it. And there's so many immune challenges for people out there burning through their vitamin C. And the need to, you know, deal with oxidative stress. That's a great one to add. Another one that has been consistently one of the top sellers, Cell Defense Plus. That's your bioactive curcuminoids, but it's very important when people compare it to others. They realize that in this formulation, you're getting the whole complex, including the essential oils. I know there's probably a lot of people listening out there that go, I love essential oils. I use the oils all the time. Well, curcumin has its own essential oils within it. So if you can think about that, there's no need to mess around with this formula to create like a liposomal carrier to try to enhance absorption like many people talk about curcumin needing. That's not the case for this. The Cell Defense Plus, it absorbs and absorbs at a, not just absorbs at a much higher rate than normal curcumins, but it actually stays around in the body for a lot longer period of time as well. It's fascinating. So it's because you're dealing with kind of this whole complex. So the nutritional benefit is vastly different. And the majority of research, when they're dealing with curcumin, this is the material you use. It is the gold standard out there.
Yeah, exactly.
So those are two really powerful ones. I think Gamma E-Plus, Dr. Bill, had a revamp a while back that I want to make sure people are aware of. Vitamin E is one of the most common supplements that people take. It's definitely, if you ever see a cardiologist, it's actually a very common recommendation to use vitamin E. But the recommendation is often really not appropriate because most of the vitamin E that people are exposed to is a one-dimensional type of vitamin E. It could be what's known as DL, alpha-tocopherol, or it might be D-tocopherol. And unfortunately, there's four different tocopherols that are in a vitamin E-rich plant, and there's also four components known as tocotrienols. And so there's really kind of eight components that you'd find in a natural form of vitamin E, like in plants. But unfortunately, what we end up kind of doing supplementation-wise is we can overload the body with kind of one dimension instead of all eight. And so, same kind of story I was just telling with the curcumin, if we can get closer to nature, right, in the supplementation, it can have profound effect. And certainly this form of vitamin E where all eight components are not only there, but they're at high levels so that you really can get therapeutic benefit from your vitamin E that you're looking for. So that Gamma E Plus formulation got revamped, you know, a while back. And it is absolutely, without a doubt, the gold standard of vitamin E supplementation, bar none, in the industry. It's the stuff to use.
Well, in fact, the studies have been done. If you use D-alpha tocopherol instead of mixed tocotrienols and tocopherols, you actually can increase heart disease, not decrease it. People need to know there's actual ways of actually measuring the fatty acid ratio and the ratio of oxidized fatty acids that can form plaque. This is not like airy-fairy stuff out there. And also, every single person that develops plaque has infected arteries. They have nanobacteria, viruses, parasites, and other pathogens, including fungi, if you're diabetic especially. People need to know your arteries are not sterile. One of the first questions I'd ask medical students and residents, because I was a preceptor for medical students and residents at the University of Colorado, and they come up to my office in downtown Denver. It was funny. And they look real sharp, like, hey, they're ready to go on the set of a movie. Like, these guys look sharp. They must be good doctors. If you have a cardiac arrest, you want these guys there. Not. I'd say, hey, is your blood sterile? I said, oh, yeah, my blood's sterile. I said, good. Let me get a tube out now, and I'm going to draw your blood, and we're going to sit here and wait the cork to pop. Well, what do you mean, doc? Your blood is not sterile, and once the bacteria have enough good lunch, they're going to form enough gases to pop the cork. So you got to understand, the amount of misinformation starts right through medical school residency and practice. And doctors, actually, they reach their peak of their knowledge of basic science in about third or fourth year medical school, and it deteriorates from there. Not good, is it? Unless you're really driven like me to always read and study, like I'm going to even re-challenge the boards just to make sure I got my knowledge up to date, basically on regular conventional medicine, internal medicine, family medicine, surgery, as well as all the alternative stuff that I study all the time. So I'm boggled. Why don't you pick another couple before we're done today?
The Inflam-X. There's one that sneaks under the radar sometimes for people, but I know what doesn't is when you're hurt. That doesn't sneak under the radar because you're like, ouch, you know, maybe it's an acute, maybe it's long term, but you're looking to figure out a way to bring down the inflammatory process in the body, reducing bruising, swelling, inflammatory aspects. And this is a different way to go about it, right? We all know you can reach for NSAIDs and try to go with a block, certain mechanisms so you turn off the pain signaling and so forth, but truly enhancing the repair kind of the tissues, opening up, if you want, the chi, if you will, the flow of the body so it can really get restored. Inflam-X is a really cool formulation. These are proteolytic enzymes that are, you know, enteric-coated. You take them away from meals, ideally, unless, of course, you have a different idea about what you want to do with it, but take it away from meals so that it goes for absorption into the systemic body and starts working on these different areas. And it's really fun because anybody that's ever sprained their ankle and seen the bruising and swelling and then has had the option to use something like Inflam-X, they're like, what is this stuff, is what right. They would say. Because they go, what's going on? It's really just enzymes that would normally be found in your body anyway, but you're just harvesting them through different plant-based components and enhancing them, flooding them in there so that they can do some extra work faster. And, man, it's been a really remarkable one. Like serrapeptase is one that's for people that are more inclined in this industry that are listening would recognize that. And, you know, they'll study that on just, like, you know, tooth extractions and using that versus anything else and being able to control the damage and inflammatory process and pain aspects that occur. And so it's really just a really handy formulation to really have in the medicine cabinet, no matter what's going on. And then the other one that kind of syncs with that is your tendon bender, Dr. Bill.
Right.
Repetitive motion injury issues are plaguing. You see people everywhere, and you may be one of those listening. You look down, and you've got something strapped across your knee. You know, you've got a brace on your wrist. You've got something across your elbow area. And you're like, well, I got to do that. Otherwise, a tendon or something like that is inflamed, and it makes it painful for my range of motion or doing what I want to. So you put this, you know, pressure on it and or immobilize it. Well, tendon bender is really wild. I told you this before, I really think of this as like a rewrite to your hard drive, sort of your programming has got a virus in it, and unfortunately, no matter how much rehab you do, it doesn't seem to fix these repetitive motion injuries very well. It just takes a long, long time. And so this one, man, it goes in there, and it actually causes the tenocytes that have gotten thick and kind of bulked up, and they're not working properly, and then they create a lessening of range of motion and more an inflammatory process. You really can, you can get those to realign and smooth out and lay back down and start enhancing that range of motion again. And it's quite remarkable how well it does it for people. So that's another one if you are stuck in that position that I think, it can go hand in hand with Inflam-X or Cell Defense Plus. But it really is a wild one for people that have been struggling with, repetitive motion injuries. And that can go down to the feet too, like the Achilles issues and the plantar fasciitis and things like that, where people are like, it's just weird stuff. They don't know what's wrong, and they don't know how to do anything except, you know, isolate it.
One thing we haven't talked about for arthritis in the past is arthritics. And this works specifically in regenerating, say, osteoarthritic joints. The other thing that you can take with it is leptin metabolic, our tendon mender, and joint performance. And, of course, I'll often use, we have our new Red Deer Velvet will be coming out shortly, but start off with arthritics and Inflam-X, which breaks out inflammation, tendon bender, and joint performance. These are amazing, aren't they?
Yeah. There is a beautiful, you just have a really cool arsenal. It's like, you know, that's what's great. It's unfortunate right. That it's hard to cover all these.
I take it, by the way. I tell you, to prevent osteoarthritis, yeah. You want to lower your insulin resistance, which is leptin metabolic. You want to take arthritics. You want to take joint performance to regenerate the hydroviscous layer and the glycosaminoglycan cartilage. And you want to stop the tenosynovitis of the joint-associated tendons and ligaments, where the fibroblasts have been modified, the tenocytes, to become inflammatory rather than non-inflammatory. And when you epigenetically affect them with this formula, you actually make the fibroblasts convert back to normal. Amazing. Amazing stuff. Thank you, Ryan. And Ryan, just stay right there. I got a quick question for you.
Sure. Okay.
We'll be back in a moment. Hour number two, hour coming three. Josh couldn't make it on Monday, but he's here on Thursday, third hour. Coming up in a moment are Nutridyne and Fareed with CardioVasc. Tomorrow's a firing line. If you have questions, contact us at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. Get your orders in and tell Michelle your question you want to have answered on air. Harley Schlanger will be back from Germany and Gary Richard Arnold. And also, we'll be starting soon a Red State Talk radio show on Sundays. Take action. We'll be back in a moment, but take care of your health. We're here for you. It's a ministry. You can email and get a free response anytime.
Brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.